All right, taking a different tack for a moment or two. Yeah, taking a different tack for a moment or two. Keeping an eye on the breaking news and the developing stories, but so much to cover. I mean, I've got a stack of things here. The show should be 18 hours today, and I don't know if we'd get to it all, but we'll do our level best, all right? You have my word. If you want to find out more stories you're missing, go to stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com, a place to check in and find stories that you want to dig deeper in. Frank Cullen is joining me. He is the Vice President of U.S. Intellectual Property Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Global Innovation Policy Center. He needs two business cards for that. Frank, welcome to the program.
Steve, good morning, and thanks very much. Yes, oh, we got mouthful.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, well, you're kind of important, and you're kind of a big deal around here. So, you know, they give you that title. You know, we're just getting through the holidays, of course, Christmas and Hanukkah wrapping up, and the gift-giving has been at a fevered pitch in some places. But as we head into the new year, I brought you on because there are so many counterfeit items flying around, and the NFL is really upset because a lot of jerseys and NFL memorabilia being counterfeited in China. Now, the NFL runs a tight ship and comes down with an iron fist, but if you're in China, they can't really reach you very well, can they?
It's very difficult, and that's always been a big problem with counterfeits. You know, when they make stuff outside of the country or outside of our jurisdictions, how do you get after the bad guys? Really difficult to do. So the best thing we can do is try to educate fans so they don't get ripped off when they're all excited about seeing that big game or going to one of those playoffs that they've been waiting to see for years.
So let me ask you this. When somebody goes to buy a jersey, for example, and these NFL jerseys, I mean, that's an expensive proposition for a shirt, isn't it?
No question. Look, if you're getting an authentic NFL jersey and it's something that you really wanted to give either as a gift or for yourself as a special, special treat, you're a big fan, you're going to spend a lot of money on that player's jersey you want, you know, that's big bucks, and you want to make sure you get the genuine article. If you get a cheap knockoff, you're going to be disappointed. You don't want to put yourself at risk because it might be made with not only inferior materials, but it may actually have some materials that will impact your health.
Oh, so let's talk about that for a second. I mean, I understand that, you know, a lot of these jerseys, people will wear them to the games and so forth, and the official NFL jersey, for the price you pay, should last a lifetime. If you get in inferior quality, and maybe it won't, but what do you mean it'll impact my health? That's much more concerning to me.
Absolutely. They might use dyes that have some type of, you know, irritant in it. They may use something in terms of the materials that they've actually used to put the product together, the glues or some other items that might actually have some type of a health hazard, and they might just simply stink. You know, they might have an odd smell to them. So there can be irritants to the skin with some of the counterfeit items that you purchase, and there can also be, believe it or not, the possibility that, you know, you just might, you know, have something that's going to bother you from a health standpoint simply because it's made in substandard conditions using inferior materials.
Well, and here's the thing. In sports merchandise, $500 billion annually in counterfeit goods. That's what you write here. $500 billion in counterfeit goods, not just the NFL, but across all platforms. And one of the other things I see here is if you think you're buying a Tom Brady official, you know, playoff jersey for $25, you're not. And if you get free shipping on a $25 jersey, it's not an official NFL jersey. I mean, if you think it's too good of a price to be true, trust me, it is. I mean, that's fair advice, right?
Steve, that's the best advice. You know, consumers, fans, trust your gut. You know, when you see a price online, it just seems like an incredible bargain. It simply is probably too good to be true. And one of the things the counterfeiters have done and the criminals have done is it's very clever. And now, not only are you selling something at a steep, steep discount, which right out of the gate should set off the alarm bells, but they're also sometimes marking them down 10%, 50%, so it looks like it's a good enough deal that you're intrigued. And that's when you really want to be smart about making sure you know who you're doing business with. Go to a trusted vendor. Make sure the site you're on is secure. It has.
Well, we're having a little trouble there. Frank, you faded out just a little bit there. But Frank Cullen is here, Vice President of U.S. Intellectual Property Policy at the U.S. Chamber. So how do we combat that going forward? I know there's a lot of trade talk back and forth with the president in China. And I know that some of these things have come up, counterfeit goods, intellectual property protection, that sort of thing. But this sort of counterfeiting, I mean, it's going to continue. I don't think we can stamp it out effectively. There's always going to be people that pop up and try to counterfeit things to make a profit, right? So we need to be vigilant, and we need to be aware as consumers. Fair?
You have to be aware as consumers. You have to make sure you have trusted transactions and go to trusted vendors and sites where you know you're getting the real deal. Don't get sucked in by those ads or those apps that try to direct you to a fake website. Don't go to a site where something looks a little bit hinky. And if you have a suspicion that you're dealing with a fake item, report it to the FBI, report it to your local police, report it to the Better Business Bureau. If you have a fake ticket, a counterfeit ticket, well, you're probably going to be out of luck. But try to go, again, to trusted vendors to purchase those. The NFL does a really good job of putting out a lot of information about where you can get authentic tickets and authentic gear.
And the U.S. Chamber is always there to help as well. Frank, I greatly appreciate you being here. Frank Cullen, Vice President of U.S. Intellectual Property Policy at the U.S. Chamber's Global Innovation Policy Center. Frank, have a great new year.
New year to you, Steve, and thanks so much for having us on.
There you have it. All right, quick break. Now, when we come back here in just a moment, we're going to be joined by a former Navy SEAL, a guy who's running for Congress for Virginia's 7th Congressional District against Abigail Spanberger. She's one of those freshmen in Congress that voted for impeachment, but he's also a former Navy SEAL. So today is a great day to have him on the air to discuss what's going on in Baghdad with the death of Soleimani and keep an eye on everything that's happening in the developing stories of the attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, the United States' response to that, and what we could expect from here. By the way, on CNN, Jim Sciotto writes, there are hundreds of American families watching news of Soleimani's killing particularly closely. He engineered attacks in Iraq, often with sophisticated IEDs that killed hundreds of U.S. service members and wounded thousands more. That's correct, Jim. And yet, the Associated Press asked if we actually had the right to go kill the guy. Fascinating. Whatever happened to the Associated Press? It used to be a respected journalistic organization. That was a long time ago. Quick break. We'll be right back.